Indiana is considering lowering its threshold for when public health agencies address elevated blood lead levels in children, based on a nearly decade-old recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the agency recently changed that threshold again, and it's unclear if the state will follow suit.
Lowering the blood lead threshold would mean a lot more kids exposed to lead could get access to services, like home lead assessments, nutrition advice, or even specialized therapy. Late last month, the CDC lowered its threshold again, putting Indiana's current standards even further behind. Gary Holland is the education chair for the Indianapolis NAACP. He says matching the CDC's guidelines will save the state money in the long run.
Helping and assisting these children now versus when their conditions are at a point where the state has to spend more money in special ed or in mental health services.
Holland says by the time kids exposed to lead reach high school, that damage can be hard to undo. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Public health experts recommend anyone living in a home built before 1978 get their kids and their homes tested for lead. Private drinking water wells should also be tested.